This is the Schnitt Show.
Inundated. That's right. I said I have been inundated. Welcome, folks. It's Schnitt, and I guess it's sort of double entendre there, because if that gypsum stack busts in Florida, this retention pond, massive reservoir, holding hundreds and hundreds of millions of gallons, the area would be inundated. I, however, am not nearby, but I am inundated with people asking, hey, are you close? Because what's happening is the national media keeps talking about how this potential environmental crisis is near Tampa. It happens to be about 40 miles to the south of my home. So it's about 40 miles away is where this thing is. But I tell you, if I've heard from two people, I've heard from 200 people. It's been nonstop all weekend long, texts and phone calls. My parents, Todd, is everything okay? Are you near the gypsum thing? Is your home going to be okay? Yes, Mom, everything's okay. It's like 40 miles away. Nevertheless, I mean, it's really a bad deal, but it looks like they're getting to the point where, and I haven't checked in the last couple of hours, but the last I heard was if they can get to tomorrow without the thing collapsing, what it is, it's this massive, humongous reservoir area that's built up with dirt, soil berms around it. And it's a big pool. And then inside, there's a plastic liner. And this thing is filled with wastewater byproduct from phosphate mining. And it's got gypsum and all kinds of, crap in this thing. And there's a radioactive element to some of the content. The water itself, I believe I read, is not radioactive. But it's still a mess, and what's happened is they believe that there was a hole in the plastic liner, which caused water to leak out, and that was responsible for causing a breach. So you have water getting through the liner, it is loosening the soil berm, water leaking out, and they're afraid that like the whole side could give way, and some of the reports were that there could be a 20-foot-tall wall of water. Which I don't know if it'd be that bad, but listen, they said on Saturday, alerts went out, evacuations went out, like 320 homes were evacuated on Saturday. Get out, imminent, and they were broadcasting imminent collapse. They thought this thing was going to break open and spill water everywhere, and it didn't happen. And they've been pumping millions and millions and millions of gallons a day out, unfortunately, into an estuary area and into Tampa Bay, which feeds into the Gulf of Mexico right nearby. This is in near Bradenton. This is in Palmetto, Florida. Palmetto, which is in Manatee County, just south of the Hillsborough County line, which is where Tampa's located. But to all my friends and listeners, I've been hit with listeners emailing me, and I appreciate the concern. And social media questions, but no, I'm not near the gypsum stack and this reservoir, but I'll tell you what, how does it get to the point where this thing hasn't been maintained properly over decades? Yeah, the current company that runs this, I believe they might be bankrupt or something is bankrupt, HRK Holdings. But the fact that this thing has not been maintained properly certainly is criminal. But hopefully that answers questions of many that know the Schnitt House and where I am broadcasting from right now. I'm on the top end of Tampa Bay. I'm near the top of Tampa Bay where my home is, but this is all the way at the bottom end of Tampa Bay, and it's miles and miles away. Well, as the crow flies here, it's faster, but as you drive, it's like 40 miles away from where I am. All right, welcome to Schnitt here on a Monday as we get ready to launch the week here. And I got to say, the most intriguing piece of audio, we're loaded today, by the way. We got a lot of stuff to cover, obviously. The border crisis keeps getting worse and worse and worse. The numbers keep shooting through the sky. The numbers are just insane on the border crisis. Yes, a crisis. And then we have the Hunter Biden situation, And I just want to play one audio bite off the bat. Because this really, to me, is the best audio bite of the entire Hunter Biden interview. I watched it. I saw the whole thing as it was broadcast. And you're saying, how's that? Well, I don't avoid CBS This Morning on the weekend. It's the CBS Sunday Morning. And I got to be honest, over the years, I've seen some really decent storytelling there. It's sort of a longer form. It's not the bam, 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 like network news style. And CBS This Morning or CBS Sunday Morning, that's been around for decades. And it's always been sort of a more relaxed pace with longer segments and longer storytelling. And I've not disliked it. In fact, I've liked numerous stories. I just don't find myself watching at that time of the morning on Sunday morning. But this past Sunday, as in yesterday, unbelievably, I was in the kitchen. I was whipping stuff up. And I turned on the TV and I said, you know what? Let me check out what's going on. I happen to end up on CBS. You know why? Because, I'll tell you why, because the TV in the living room was still on CBS from March Madness, from the NCAA game, the amazing Gonzaga game. Yeah, so the TV was still on CBS, so that's why it was on CBS. Turn the TV on, and boom, they're going right into the Hunter Biden interview as he's pushing this new book. And I got a couple of sound bites. I think I have three sound bites. I'm not going to bash Hunter Biden over your head, but the Hunter Biden story on many levels deserves scrutiny. You know, the laptop answer. He gave just a squirrely, squirrely answer on the laptop. Dude, come on. But this, to me, this is the soundbite of the day. And the soundbite of the Hunter Biden interview on CBS. I'll start with the reporter's question. Wow. Man, you've hit rock bottom. And I mean literally rock. You've hit rock bottom when you're doing this.
You would wake up some mornings. I shouldn't even say some mornings because you slept for like 15 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
And be looking for crack and just smoke whatever was there?
Yeah. I spent more time on my hands and knees picking through rugs, smoking anything that even remotely resembled crack cocaine. I probably smoked more Parmesan cheese than anyone that you know, I'm sure, Tracy.
What? Huh?
Because there'd be crumbs mixed in and
yeah,
you just...
Yeah. I mean, I went one time for 13 days without sleeping and smoking crack and drinking vodka exclusively throughout that entire time.
Holy moly. He's going through the tufts of his carpets and rugs, going through tufts, looking for pieces of crack that have fallen into the carpet or rugs so he can pull little bits of crack out of the carpet to then smoke them. This is how hard up the guy is. And he's saying that he probably smoked pieces of Parmesan cheese. Now, that's a whole different story. Why do you have pieces of Parmesan cheese in your carpet and rugs? Well, listen, we love a good Parm at my house. And in fact, yeah, there are great Italian Parmesans, obviously. But if you would like a really good Parmesan recommendation, there is, ladies and gentlemen, this is a little sidebar here on Parmesan. And let's talk about some Parmesan that Hunter Biden has not smoked in a crack pipe. Oh, my God. Listen, he's trying to sell books. He's telling the story, but he's only telling part of the story. And that's where we get into the issues that I have where he gave a really squirrely answer regarding the laptop that he dropped off at that third-party laptop repair joint, that computer place in Wilmington, Delaware. So hold on, we'll get into that in a minute. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. And I got a couple of things on the Hunter Biden thing. Parmesan, though, folks, I'm sorry. I got to do it, man. I'm a mini chef in the kitchen, folks. There is a great American Parmesan. You're looking for a good Parm? You want to get Sartori. S-A-R-T-O-R-I. Sartori Sarvecchio Parmesan. That's their top parm. One of their top parms. I don't like, they make flavored ones like a wine flavor. I go with the straight stuff. Sartori, S-A-R-T-O-R-I, Sarvecchio, regular Parmesan. And they sell it in wedges. Or if you have a really good cheese place, they might have a whole wheel where they're, you know, cutting their own slices off of it. But a lot of decent supermarkets carry it. It is Wisconsin American-made parm. And a number of years ago, it actually won the best parm in the world, beating out Italian competitors. And that really pissed the Italians off that this American Parmesan won. So I'm wondering if Hunter Biden happened to smoke any of that, just out of curiosity. But that's, Sue, have you ever had the Sarvecchio? Have you ever purchased that? Sue always writes down my little hints and tips. She'll be at Publix later. She's already written it down. Yes, Sue will be at Publix. Publix, by the way, has it. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of supermarkets carry it. It's made in Wisconsin, and it's phenomenal stuff. Now, it's not cheap. You know, an 8-ounce block or 6 to 8 ounce, like, you know, probably $6, $7, $8 or whatever. But it is worth it. It is phenomenal stuff. All right. I'm going to finish with Hunter Biden. Let's get Hunter out of the way. And Hunter is just a gigantic freaking mess. You know, I'm trying to wait. What's worse? Is Hunter Biden a bigger mess or is the border crisis? I think there, if I put him on a scale, I think the scale would be going, and it would level out. I think it'd be pretty damn close, actually. All right, we'll finish up with Hunter Biden next here on Schnitt. So I implore you to please stand by. Hey, this half hour is brought to you by our friends at Oxford Gold Group. And I want you to listen carefully. If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Let me tell you right now, every financial guru that I know, every financial advisor that I've known over the years, conservative, aggressive, and everywhere in between, all have recommended a portion of your portfolio being in precious metals, a percentage. You don't put everything in one vehicle. You don't put all of your money into gold, but there's a percentage of your portfolio, your net worth, that you should have in gold and silver. That's my opinion. And I'm not talking about gold and silver stocks. No, I'm talking about real gold and silver you can actually have in your hands. So how do you get real gold and silver? You call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group is going to teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-600-GOLD, for your free gold and silver investment guide. By the way, if you ever decide to sell any of your gold and silver, Oxford Gold Group will buy it back. And they're not going to charge you anything when you sell your gold and silver back to Oxford. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today. Learn how easy it is to have real gold delivered to your home or have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD. And tell them Schnitt sent you. We'll finish up with Hunter Biden next.
Show. Schnitt List is on.
SchnittShow.com.
Back to Hunter Biden in just a minute, who is also a radioactive pond of bad water. One thing regarding this whole Manatee County, Florida, this whole gypsum stack, this reservoir, another story broke just before I came on the air, and I just saw this now. I was just getting an update. And I just am reading this now, that a collapse of the pond, this big reservoir, is still possible because drones found a second potential breach. And this is from the Bradenton Herald, Bradenton and Sarasota Herald. And Manatee County is still threatened by the imminent collapse of a giant pond holding contaminated water after officials announced Monday they have discovered a potential second breach along the north wall. A breach on the southeast wall of the Piney Point largest retention pond was discovered Friday, which at the time contained, I mean, folks, nearly 500 million gallons of water. 480 million gallons of contaminated water. The threat of the imminent collapse and flood triggered evacuations of over 300 homes. And again, they are draining this. And I had heard earlier that if they can get to tomorrow, that they think that the chance of a collapse, because the water level is coming down. So I will follow this, but now they're saying a second potential breach in this big gypsum wastewater phosphate retention monster. Man, how did this go on for so long? How do they allow this? I mean, there needs to be a plan to mitigate and over decades to get rid of this water and clean it, right? All right, back to Hunter Biden, who is an absolute dumpster fire. Much like, Matt Gaetz right now, but but on the opposite side of the political spectrum here. And, of course, this all centers around Hunter Biden's new memoir. It's called Beautiful Things. You know, along with his interviews with CBS News, we're looking at like a Hunter Biden huge inkblot test, you know, a Rorschach test here. You know, liberals are saying, oh, my God, he's so open. No, he wasn't open about everything. In fact, he was really squirrely on a really important question. And we'll get to that next.
This is the Schnitt Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take pride in presenting Schnitt.
All right, let's finish up here with Hunter Biden. And, listen, he's doing interviews because he's on this big push for his memoir. And my God, his estranged wife just ripped him a couple of years ago on his spending. There were numerous stories, and I could go back to my notes, but there were stories on his spending and his American Express bills and him even, like, I believe, pawning jewelry and important family, like, heirlooms to buy crack. And then all the women, strippers and all of his, they didn't talk about that on the CBS interview, but man, he was going to strip clubs and getting hooked up with dancers. And I mean, it's really some crazy crap. It's some crazy crack too. It's crap and crack. All right, welcome back to Schnitt. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number. That's how you get in. If you want to discuss the Hunter Biden mess, we'll get to the border coming up in just a bit. There's a lot. And then Matt Gaetz. You know, there are reports that Matt Gaetz's arrest is imminent, that could be coming at any time. I don't know the validity of that, but it seems that it is more likely than not. And I've had conversations with some, Republican bigwigs, and they're running. I am not going to roll anybody under the bus. I'm going to keep my conversations and names, and I had some conversations off the record with some very well-known individuals over the weekend, and yeah, they say that Gaetz is toast, and they're running away. A lot are running away. Only like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, she's into space Jewish lasers and Matt Gaetz, apparently. Yeah, those... Jewish space lasers. Yeah, from the Rothschilds, incidentally. All right, back over to this Hunter Biden mess. This is also a human dumpster fire. And as I said before the break, liberals are saying, oh, he's so open, he's so honest. No, 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 no. He hasn't been open. All right, great. He told the crack rock story, and he's in the tufts of his carpets and rugs looking for crack rock. He's smoking Parmesan cheese. Conservatives can't take this dude seriously. You know, liberals, oh, we feel so sorry for Hunter Biden. Conservatives might feel more sorry for Joe Biden, his father, because Hunter at 51 is just a train wreck. Folks, this is like a train with chemical tanker cars running into the biggest dumpster fire on the planet. That's Hunter Biden, is what you... I mean, his answers on a lot of the big questions that were asked of him during the CBS Sunday morning interview, they absolutely strained credulity. And none more than what he said regarding his gig on the board at Burisma. You know, his gig on the board of Burisma, at the same time his father was the vice president of the United States, when we were involved in these dicey negotiations with the Ukrainian government, really? Biden, whose entire life was lived under the umbrella of his father's political career, didn't think there would be a problem, really? Hunter Biden. His father has been in national politics essentially since he was born. And Hunter Biden didn't think that being on the board of this Ukrainian gas company with no knowledge whatsoever of natural gas or who am I? Why am I here? I mean, what was that guy's name? Was that Stockdale? Do you remember? Was that Stockdale was Perot's vice presidential running mate, right? Yeah. Remember that? Was that 96, 92, 92, 92? Who am I? Why am I here? That's what Hunter Biden should be saying about, you know, why he's on the board at Burisma. Didn't think there'd be a problem. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. All right, this is Hunter Biden. Let me play another audio bite. This is Hunter Biden with Tracy Smith on CBS Sunday morning, yesterday morning. And I'd like to know, are you buying this? Are you buying any portion of this answer regarding Burisma? Listen.
Looking back, did you make a mistake taking a spot on that board?
No, I don't think I made a mistake in taking the spot on the board. I think I made a mistake in terms of underestimating the way in which it would be used against me.
And but you must have seen the optics. Even back then, you must have... I mean, how could you not have foreseen that this was going to look bad?
Because I really didn't. I'm being as honest with you as I possibly can.
No, you're
All
not.
I know is that not one investigative body, not one serious journalist has ever accused, or has ever come to the conclusion that I did anything wrong or that my father did anything wrong.
Come on. You didn't think that optically that this smelled? Give me a break. Does anyone really believe that? Hey, listen, this is a tough thing to say, but they say you can't trust the drug addict for anything. They will lie, cheat. They will screw their family. They will sell their family down the river. They'll sell their mother's heirloom engagement ring to go buy some rock. I don't think anyone believes his answer there. No. Does anyone believe that the grown son of the vice president of the United States at the time wouldn't recognize the optics, the problems of taking a whole lot of money, what, $50,000 a month, somewhere around there, for sitting on the board of a Ukrainian energy company? What? And then we have the deal with his laptop computer and the fact that he dropped it off at this Apple computer, a third-party vendor, not an actual Apple store. Yeah, he didn't go. This genius didn't go to the Genius Bar. Yeah, at the mall, at the Apple store. No, he drops this thing off, probably in a stupor. drops off his computer, and then he gives the most squirrely answer that you can imagine about the laptop computer. He can't even say whether or not he dropped it off for repair. Well, isn't that convenient? In my best attempt at the church lady voice. This is Hunter Biden on the laptop. This answer I'm going to call the lap flop. All right, listen.
Was that your laptop?
For real, I don't know.
I know, but you know that this is...
I really don't know what the answer is. That's
you don't know yes or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could.
No, it's a laptop out there that was possibly stolen from him. Jeez, come on. Come on.
It could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was the... That it was Russian intelligence. It could be that...
You dropped the flipping laptop off at a computer repair place, and you must have been so high, you forgot that you dropped it off. You didn't even know... That's like, dude, where's my car? That's, dude, where's my laptop? My God, who's believing this? Come on. Man, his eyes were wide open. It was almost like he was... lit on something. I guess he's clean now. Who knows? But man, his eyes were like, boom, were like wide open. All right, let's listen to more of this honest answer, right?
It was stolen from me.
What is he saying? Boom, boom, boom. It was stolen from me. Come on. I don't know. I can't answer. It's possible the Russians, Russian intelligence, I was hacked. No. You dropped off a laptop with very sensitive information and you forgot about it. And then the laptop repair shop owner, he realized what he had. He realized that he had Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, obviously he liked Trump better than Biden in the 2020 election race. And then... called the FBI, but he also had a copy of the drive, which he then gave to Rudy Giuliani, who Giuliani, of course, is another dumpster fire. Who would like to see like a tour, like a speaking tour with Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Mike Lindell? Oh, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. They ought to go on a multi-city tour and just, have chats. Can you imagine that? Yeah, just a mess. Laptop. Oh, can't even remember if I dropped it. Give me a break. I mean, that is just a crock of crap. And in another part of the interview, Hunter Biden tried without much success to explain why he had dated his dead brother's widow. Bo Biden, who served this country. Hunter was kicked out. Hunter failed the drug test and was booted from the Navy. Bo Biden served this country valiantly and then went on to become the Attorney General for the state of Delaware. And then, of course, died ridiculously young of brain cancer. Just a terrible, terrible... So Then he hooks up with his dead brother's wife. Ooh. I mean, he's doing his dead brother's wife. Ooh. I just got the heebie-jeebie shakes and shivers over here. Oh, my God. Yeah, he said that he could understand why people were confused. Confused? We weren't confused. We were saying that is grosser than a Denny's dumpster in the middle of the summertime at 96 degrees with that dumpster ooze, that dumpster juice leaking out, that dumpster funky smell. Now, that's what we were saying. Ugh. Yeah, he said that it came out of a real overwhelming grief that we both shared, and we were together and trying to do the right thing, and that grief turned into a hope for a love that maybe could replace what we lost and it didn't work yet. Oh, it didn't work? Shocker there. Yeah. You know, never mind that Hunter was still married to his estranged wife, Kathleen, at the time. Oh, she's got stories. Sue is, it might be easier for you to find it. There was a piece, and I can't remember who wrote it. It might have even been the New York Times, or it might have been like a liberal publication, but they did a story on Hunter Biden about 2 years ago on his spending, the allegations, the American Express bills, him selling jewelry to buy drugs, you know, his proclivity for going to strip clubs and picking up strippers and hookers and, I mean, all kinds of stuff. It was a crazy story. If you can dig that up, we ought to put that up on the Schnitt list. So, folks, I'll let you know if Sue finds the story I'm talking about, and we'll get that thing up on the Schnitt list because it's crazy. A lot of people just don't know how deep and how dark things got with Hunter Biden. And he's making over 50 grand a month on the board of a Ukrainian natural gas company because he's a gas expert. I mean, listen, not that you need to be an expert or totally versed if you sit on the board of a company. And a lot of the board positions are political. They're for optics, you know, having big names. And obviously the reason to have Hunter Biden on there on the board at Burisma was for some type of influence peddling because his dad was the vice president of the United States during the Obama administration. I mean, you don't need to be a rocket surgeon to figure this out. Anyway, so he was still married to his estranged wife, Kathleen. He said that he and his sister-in-law, Hallie, were incredibly lucky that their family supported their hookup after Bo died of cancer back in May of 2015. I'm sorry. I'm not feeling sorry here. Nope. Hunter Biden is just an embarrassment. And I'm not saying this because he was a crack addict and user of other drugs. No. I'm not. I understand that good people get hooked on drugs. I get it. And a lot of people, well, they die. They overdose. Their life goes into a spiral. But there are plenty of people that can recover and do, clean their lives up, and put things back on track. And I respect that. I do. But here's an embarrassment. And again, not for the drug issue per se. No. It's for the stupid stuff that I believe he's done while he hasn't been high as a kite. Yeah, Hunter and Hallie, they ended their weirdo affair back in 2017. Yeah, Hunter was divorced from Kathleen and then remarried a South African woman named Melissa Cohen a week after they met. What? My God. Yeah, Sue is finding a bunch of these stories. Yeah, here's one. X claims Hunter Biden blew money on hookers and drugs. Yeah, I told you. Yeah, we'll get, Sue, there are even better sources than that. So we'll dig some of these things up. We'll put them on today's Schnitt list. If you'd like to do some further reading and some further research, if you'd like to just curl up with your laptop or your iPad or phone and read some of the really tawdry stories involving Hunter Biden and crack and hookers and ridiculous American Express bills, yeah, we'll... We'll get them up at schnittshow.com on today's Schnitt list. All right, I think I'm done with Hunter Biden. Total mess. And yeah, I'm not falling for the whole sob story thing. And, you know, Brian Stelter from CNN, my God. Why don't you guys get a room? Why don't you guys hook up? You guess what? Hunter Biden, your new fling can be with Brian Stelter from CNN. Why? Because Brian Stelter, he's like, oh, my God, this book is breathtaking. Oh, my God, it's extraordinary. Dude, if you want to hook up, I'm telling you, you guys go get a hotel room. I'm sure that Hunter Biden's publisher will pay for it. More Schnitt next.
This is the Schnitt Show.
get back, we have a lot to cover. The border crisis rolls on. Matt Gaetz, the embattled congressman from Florida, is coming out swinging. Not going to work. And a big defense for the governor of Florida. Coming up.
The Schnitt Show.